Hare Krishna. I'm feeling very blessed, honored, and humbled to be here amongst all of you and to speak on Lord Ramachandra. How many of you have heard about Ramayana? Please raise your hand. So most of you, right? Let's stop the lecture here. I mean, you already know, right, about Ramayana? So what am I going to tell you? And in my Ramayana, it will not happen that Dashrath had four sons in your Ramayana, and my Ramayana, he'll have eight sons. It'll be the same, isn't it? Ramayana is very famous. So much so that when Parikshit Maharaj was being spoken, Srimad Bhagavatam, by Sukadev Goswami, Sukadev Goswami says, Parikshit, you already know Ramayana. It's very famous. He already knew everything. So he said, I'm not going to speak much. He just, in two chapters, he completed Ramayana. Whereas when Valmiki Muni, he writes Ramayana, he has to write 24,000 verses. And not only that, it is said, Charitam Raghunathasya Shatakoti pravistaram ekaikam aksharam pumsam mahapatakanashanam. Says Lord Ram is not glorified just in 24,000 verses, but shatakoti. Shatakoti means 100 crores, 1 billion. So Lord Shiva originally spoke Ramayana, and he spoke in 1 billion verses, 100 crores. And then he thought, this is too much, what will I do with me? So he distributed it, 33 crores on the upper planetary system, 33 crores on the earthly planetary system, and 33 crores to the lower planetary system. Still he had 1 crore with him. Then he thought, this is also too much. So he distributed out of that 33 lakhs, 33 lakhs and 33 lakhs. He still had 1 lakh. And he thought, it is also too much. What will I do with that? So then he gave 333,000, 33,000, 33,000. He still had 1,000. He distributed 333, 333, 333. Now he had only 1. Out of that, he just took 1 word. And he called it the essence of Ramayana. Anyone knows what was that 1 word? Ram, thank you. Was this a difficult question? One time I was having a quiz and I was asking some questions based on Ramayana. So they were finding it very difficult. These are two difficult questions. I said, should I ask the simple one? I said, yes. I said, okay, tell me what is the name of Ramachandra? And they started scratching their head. So, I started, Then I said, don't you know? He said, no. I said, Lord Ram. What's the big deal? When you ask something simple, people get bewildered, isn't it? So Ramayana is very famous. But because it is very famous, many people take advantage of it. They give their own interpretation, their own commentaries. There are commentaries on Ramayana where Lord Ram is not considered as a person. Can you imagine? We have such beautiful form of Lord Ramachandra. And people giving commentary, they don't consider him as a person. They consider him as nirakar, impersonal form. And he said that nirakar appears, comes as form, takes a form, material form called Rama. That is why if we have to understand Ramayana, Mahabharata, we should first read Srila Prabhupada's books. In the light of Prabhupada's books, when we try to understand Ramayana, Mahabharata, it becomes very clear to us who is Lord Ram, why he came here, why he performed the activities. So that is why before beginning the Ramakatha today, let us offer our gratitude and our prayers to Srila Prabhupada, that he should shower his mercy upon us so that we can understand the purport of Ramayana. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes that Mahabharata and Ramayana are part of Vedic history. And he said, better than reading them, we should hear and explain. Shravana and Kirtan. So, so that is important. So that is what we are doing. We are following Prabhupada's instruction. I am hearing, you are explaining. Is that right? Did I make any mistake in saying something? So I am explaining and you are hearing. And I hope you will hear attentively. Please be attentive, because generally after the lecture, I conduct a small quiz. Just to see whether you are attentive or not. So although it is famous, there are a lot of commentaries. We should stick to parampara. Padma Puran says, Sampradaya vihinaste mantra nishvala mataha. If you are not connected to a sampradaya, a disciplic succession, you may be chanting mantra. You may be even chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. But if you are not connected to a parampara, you are not connected to a disciplic succession, then whatever you are chanting will not give you the real fruit. What is the real fruit of chanting? When we are chanting the holy name, the real fruit is not to get some money, not to get some power, not to just even go away from birth, death, old age and disease. The real fruit is to obtain love of Krishna. Bhakti is actually a path of love. Ramayana is a love story, right? We are going to present to you as a love story. How many of you like love stories? No, none of you? All of you, right? All of you write love stories. So Ramayana is a love story because it revives the love which is dormant in all of us. And that is the purpose of hearing Ramayana. Let us revive that love. Let us revive that connection to the Supreme Lord. All our activities should be directed for that. Very nicely in Srimad Bhagavatam, Mother Devahuti says, Neha yat karma dharmaya naviragaya kalpate na tirtha pada sevaya jivan api mritohi saha. If you are following any activity, you are doing some activities, neha yat karma dharmaya, and your activities are not leading you to dharma. By the way, dharma means not ordinary religion. Prabhupada explains that the word religion is not actually explaining the meaning of dharma. That's why Prabhupada says occupational duties. So, if your activities are not leading you to dharma, neha yat karma dharmaya na viragaya kalpate, and your dharma is not leading to renunciation in your heart, you're still attached, you're still continuing to do whatever you were doing 100 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago. And if you are not, if that renunciation is not leading to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then whatever you are doing is just a waste of our time. So let us not waste our time in this world. Hear Ramayana. So Ramayana is a love story. Ramayana is revival of our connection to the Supreme. And Ramayana is a search for someone very close to us who has lost somewhere. For example, if one of your family member, very close family member, is lost somewhere, you're not able to find, will you be happy? Even though you may have all the facilities, but you'll always be thinking about, like, you know, in Indian movies earlier we used to see that two brothers were there and there was a fair, Mela, and then, you know, they got lost, right? And then after 20 years they sing some song and they come together. Do you remember seeing like that? Yes? Movies were like that, right? So you, then afterwards they'll sing the song and they said, oh, this song I was hearing, so he's my brother. Similarly, we have lost our connection to Krishna, to the Supreme Personality, Lord Ramachandra. And that is why we are also singing the song, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So like in the olden movies, you know, just by singing the song they used to revive, yes. So by Ram Katha, we are trying to revive our relationship, or we are trying to find the person who's very close to us, Suhridam. Right next to our heart, he's just sitting here, right? No one is as close as Krishna. No one is as close as Lord Ramachandra. So by hearing Ram Katha, we are trying to search, we are trying to find that person. At the same time, Ram Katha is like an armor, kavach. Armor is something which protects us. When you are fighting, so it protects you. Ram Katha is like an armor. When you hear continuously, it makes you so strong that all the attacks which you will face in the world, whether in terms of diseases, whether in terms of difficulties, whether in terms of reversals, but you will have an armor. You will always be peaceful. Bhakti doesn't mean that if you perform bhakti, no problems will come into your life. You will not die. Is that your idea of bhakti? That I am doing bhakti so I should not die. And if I am dying, then I will not do bhakti. The idea is that we perform bhakti to be peaceful in all condition, to be thankful to Krishna. Lord Brahma very nicely puts it. Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bhunjane vatmakritam vipakam ridvagvapurbhi vidadhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadai bhak. He says a person becomes liberated, or the liberation becomes right of that person who just thanks the Lord in every situation. Tad anukampa, whatever it is, it's your mercy, my Lord. How can we think like that? When you're happy, yes, it is mercy, my Lord. But when there are troubles in the life, do we say, it's mercy, my Lord? One time one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples was preparing bhoga for the Lord, cutting vegetables, and while cutting, his finger got cut. And he came to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I was preparing bhoga for the Lord. Why is it that my finger got cut? Prabhupada said, as per your karma, your head was to be chopped off. Just because you're serving the Lord, only your finger got cut. This is called Tattenukampam Susamikshamano. Always be thankful to Krishna. Always be thankful to Lord Ramachandra. Whatever you have given us. The problem is, we go on asking. We just have to change. How long will you go on asking? Start thanking the Lord. Thank Him for everything. How many times do we thank Him that, Lord, You have given me two hands? We don't, right? We just take it casually. How many times we thank Him for the eyes? I can see You. I can have Your beautiful darshan. Thank You, Lord. So start thanking the Lord. This is devotion. Attitude of gratitude is what is called bhakti or devotion. So let us begin this Ram Katha, and we would like to pay our obeisances to Lord Ramachandra. Please repeat after me if you can this prayers. Ramam Ramanujam Sita. Bharatam Bharatanujam Sugrivam Vayusunam cha. Pranamami punaha punaha. We pay our obeisances to Lord Ramachandra, Srimati Sita Devi, the brothers of Lord Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna, his very dear friend Sri Sugriv, and his devotee, the son of Vayu, Hanumanji. We pay our obeisances again and again. So Ramayana is very, as I was mentioning, famous, not just in India. And by the way, Ramayana is not just which happened in Treta Yuga, which we know. Ramayana has been happening again and again. Lord Ram was being worshipped even before he appeared. Srila Prabhupada explains this morning, we were reading, that there was a deity of Lord Ram and Sita which was being worshipped by Ikshvaku. And then it came down from there, continued the worship till Lord Ram appeared in that dynasty. And when Lord Ram appeared, it was very odd for him to see his worship being done. So he said, no, no, keep this deity inside. So he kept it in his bedroom. He said, I don't want this all to happen. And then there was a Brahmana who was really devoted to Lord Ram. And then the deity was given. Even to the present day, the deity is in south part of India called Udupi. There is a nice temple, Ashtamatha, established by Madhvacharya. In one of the mathas, that deity is still there. And the name of the deity they call is Mool Rama, or Mool Rama, means original Ram. And the deity, even today, the altar is made of gold, small altar, and it is in the shape of a locket. So it is said that this was worn by Hanumanji. So he used to carry this Ram deity with him, and it is still there, that locket which was being worn by Hanumanji. So it has been there, Ramachandra, Lord Ram's worship has been happening, and Lord Ram has appeared many times. It is not that he appeared only this time. And every time when he appears, there is some change in the pastime. Like it is said, one time Lord Ramachandra went to China to kill Ravan. He was in the form of a dragon that time. So he went there to kill him. China people worship dragon even today, right? So Lord Ramachandra, so it keeps changing, these pastimes. So, and it is not just in India, in various places, many places, this story of Lord Ramachandra is famous. Like if you talk about Sanskrit, there is Valmiki Ramayana, from which we'll be speaking. There is Adhyatma Ramayana, there is Yoga Vashishth, written by Vashishtha Muni. There is a Ramayana by Agatsya Muni. And in Hindi, there is Ramayana by Tulasidas. In Bengali, there is Kirti Vas. In Tamil, there is Kamba Ramayana. Like this, Ramayana is very famous. And outside also, there is a Malaysian version. It's called Hikayat Seri Ram. In Malaysia also, this is very famous. In that it is mentioned that Dashrath is grandson of Adam and Ravan got boon from Allah. So that's okay. That's their version. So it's called Hikayat Seri Ram. Then there is a Thai version. In Thailand also there is a Ramayana called Ramakeen or Ramakirti. In that, there is a nice description. It says that actually Sita was daughter of Ravan. Have you heard this anytime? Yes. So the Thai version says this. That Sita was daughter of Raman. And when she was born, Vibhishan was a great astrologer. So he looked at the chart and he said, this girl will be the cause of your death. And Ravan, hearing of the death, you know, Ravan was thinking, no one can kill me. So he said, when he heard this, that she will be the cause of my death, he just threw her in the water. And then finally she came to the land and was found by Janak Maharaj. This is the version in Thailand. In Cambodia, you have Ramayana. In Persia, you have Ramayana. In Persian language, the Ramayana is Dastane Ram. And that's Ramayana. Okay. And then also in Nepal, there is Adarsh Raghav. So like that, Ramayana, lot of versions of Ramayana are there. And but the original Ramayana is Valmiki Ramayana. That is considered to be Adi Kavya. When we talk about Valmiki, Valmiki is compared to a mountain, and from which the river of Ramayana is coming. Valmiki Giri Sambhuta Ram Sagar Gamini Punati Bhuvanam Punya Ramayana Mahanadi. So Ramayana is compared to Ganga. Ganga flows in all the three worlds, like upper planetary systems, middle and lower. In upper planetary system, Ganga is called Mandakini. Here on the earth, Ganga is called Bhagirathi. And lower planet, she is called Bhogavati. So Ganga flows in all the three planets. Similarly, Ramayana, it can purify the three existence of the living entity. What are the three existence? We have gross body, we have subtle body, and we have the soul. So Ramayana purifies your gross body. That means when you hear Ramayana, your senses are being purified. Your hearing, your watching, senses are being purified. And subtle body, your mind. When you're hearing these are transcendental words. Just by hearing them, your mind will be purified. This is the power of the words of scriptures. And third existence is soul. As we hear Ramayana, the soul gets purified and ready to love Krishna. Actually, we do everything with the Lord except loving. We ask the Lord, we come to the Lord, oh Lord, please give me something. Or we come out of the fear, if I don't go to the temple, my business will not run properly, so let me go to the temple, right? So we come out of fear, we come out of desire, or sometime out of sense of duty. But very few people who come to Krishna just out of love. I'm coming to you because I love you, that's all. Right? How will you feel if you're a very rich man and people are coming to you just because you have money? Will you be happy? And people are coming just to ask, can I get this, can I get this? This is what happened. Krishna is standing here and everyone is coming with a long list. Right? Please do this, please give that. So it purifies. So this is Ramayana, which purifies us on a three existence level. And that is why we should read Ramayana. So beginning of Ramayana, we have some difference in Adhyatma Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. Let's begin with Valmiki Ramayana. Then I will let you know how it started in Adhyatma Ramayana. That also is a very wonderful narration in Adhyatma Ramayana. So Valmiki Ramayana, one time Valmiki Rishi, he was sitting in his hermitage and Narad Muni came. So he asked Narad Muni, I want to know that is there a person right now in this planet Earth who has no faults in him? Who never sees anyone with envy, with greed? Who's equal to everyone, who loves everyone, and everyone loves him. Now this is in present world impossible, right? To have a person who loves everyone and everyone loves him, who doesn't see any faults in others. So when he asked this, Narad Muni said, yes, there is one person, Ramachandra. That time Lord Ramachandra was ruling He ruled for 11,000 years in this world, Lord Ramachandra, right? His father ruled for 60,000 years. Now you may be wondering, what is this? 11,000, 60,000 here. Here if you become 60, then alarm starts ringing, right? And then you're on the bonus after that. 60,000 years, this was different age. We are talking of Treta Yuga, where people could live so long. And a lot of things. We are going to hear a lot of things in this Ram Katha, which you may not have heard. For example, I don't know whether you heard or know how many queens Dashrath Maharaj had. Any of you? Three, four? 300? See, so much confusion here. Started with 3 and gone up to 300. Anyone else? 300? 365, very nice. Anyone else wants to try here? I don't know, Dashrath Maharaj must be thinking, what is this going on? Well, he had 353 wives. So you were very close, right? 353, have you heard any time? We only heard about three. Three were principal queens called Pataranis. But 353 queens. Why? Very important reason. Do you want to hear why he had 353 wives? Okay. Sorry? Ah, very nice. So who is the culprit? Not Dashrath. It's Parshuram. Parshuram was killing all the Kshatriyas, right? And whenever he used to come, and he had taken, he was following a rule, Parshuram, that I'll kill all the Kshatriyas. So he used to go to kill. But if the Kshatriya has married, then he said, I will not kill him for 1 year. He just now got married and I'll kill him. It's not nice for the wife. So he said, I'll not kill the person who has just married for 1 year. So he used to come to kill Dashrath. And Dashrath knew, okay, Parshuram is coming. He used to get married. So then, you know, Parshuram will come. And he said, oh, welcome, welcome, my wife. Oh, you got married just now? Yes. Okay, I'll come next year. Thank you. And so he was coming next year and he'll get married again. So like this, he married 353 queens. That's why one of the names of Dashrath is Nari Kavach. Kavach means armor, Nari means woman. So he made woman as armor so that Parshuram couldn't kill him. Finally, I think Parshuram must have got fed up. He said, just live like that. So these are the things, many things we are going to hear like this. Like Lord Ramachandra's sister. How many sisters he had? Okay, when we'll come to it, I'll explain you. Let's not start the quiz. So Valmiki Muni was hearing from Narad Muni, and Narad Muni explained everything about Lord Ramachandra in brief. You can say like, we have Chatushloki Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita in 4 verses. We have Bhagavatam only in 4 verses. Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Like this was given Ramayana in few verses. He explained who's Ram, what he did, etc. And hearing this, Valmiki Muni was really amazed and wanted to know more. So he went to take bath in the river. And he told one of his disciples, get the things for me to take bath. And he was just taking around and he saw two birds were enjoying, cranes, they were enjoying. And suddenly he saw an arrow came and shot one of them. And the bird was dead. So he didn't like it. He said, what's that? The two birds were just, you know, enjoying with each other, exchanging love, and this person is shot. So he immediately cursed him. He said, മാനിഷാദ് പ്രതിഷ്ഠാമം ത്വം ഗതഃ ശാശ്വതി സമഃ യത്ക്രാഞ്ചം മിഥുനാദേകം അഗ്നിഃ കാമമോഹിതം. ഹി സെഡ് ദീസ് ടു ബേർഡ്സ് വെർ എൻജോയിങ് ആൻഡ് യു ഹാവ് കിൽഡ് ദം, യു വിൽ നെവർ ബി പീസ്ഫുൾ. മാനിഷാദ് പ്രതിഷ്ഠാമം ത്വം ഗതഃ ശാശ്വതി സമഃ. ശാശ്വതി മീൻസ് ഇറ്റേർണലി യു വിൽ നോട്ട് ബി പീസ്ഫുൾ. ബട്ട് വെൻ ഹി സെഡ് ദിസ് ഹി വാസ് തിങ്കിങ്, വൈ ഡിഡ് ഐ കേഴ്സ്? I mean, that's the, you know, hunters have this duty, they go on doing it. Why am I supposed to curse? And a sage means he should not curse, he should not get angry. The quality of the sage is he doesn't get angry. But sometimes we have seen Prabhupada also getting angry. Have you seen any time Prabhupada getting angry? Any of you here, seniors? Prabhupada says that anger is there even in liberated stage. But that anger is only if there is obstruction in the service of the Lord, not for own self. So a sage, he never gets angry in general. There are a lot of things. Of course, we should not try to judge. You know, now I'm saying, in tomorrow, if you see any of the devotees getting angry and you say, shh, yesterday we heard, you're not a sadhu. Right? It doesn't happen like that. Prabhupada was here, I think in London, and one time some mosquitoes were there, and devotees were like, Prabhupada had no problem, you know, because being from India, mosquito is not a problem for us. We are used to living with mosquitoes. So then the devotee says, Prabhupada, it seems that mosquitoes do not bite pure devotee. And Prabhupada said, they may be making distinction here in London, but in Calcutta they don't make distinction. So, anyway, so that's how the sage should be. So then it started, and he cursed them, and he was not very happy. So he came back, and Brahmaji came, and Brahmaji said, I want you to write 24,000 verses of Ramayana, and that is why you curse. Actually, that is the first shloka of Ramayana. So then after that he started writing. This is the beginning. In Adhyatma Ramayana, there is a very nice beginning. Parvati ji is asking question to Lord Shiva. And what was her question? She said, how to consider Lord Ram as Supreme Personality? He doesn't even know where is his wife. Isn't it? She was seeing Lord Ram was performing pastime, and he was looking for Sita. Ha Sita, ha Sita, where is Sita? So Parvati said, what kind of Supreme Personality of Godhead is this? At least he should know where is his wife, apart from other things. So her question was very nice. She asked a question in a very humble way. She said, I know Lord Ram is a well-built boat to cross over this material ocean. And at the same time, I also know that bhakti, devotion, is the only way to cross this ocean of birth and death. Very nicely she puts it. Bhakti prasiddha bhavamokshanaya nanyatat sadhanamasti kinchit. She said, bhakti is the only way, devotion is the only way to go out of this material world. No other means for us to go out. But then she said, how to consider him the Supreme Lord? Sometimes we also get bewildered, right? Seeing the activities of the Lord. Krishna is enjoying with gopis. What is this going on? You know, what kind of God is he? So sometimes people are not able to understand. So then Shiva explained to Parvati very nicely. There are few chapters in which he explained. It is called Sri Ram Hridayam, where he explained that how Supreme Lord is beyond all these doubts. He says, we are not able to understand the Lord because we have ego. There's no problem with the Lord. We have ego. Have you seen any time a paper boat? In the childhood, we used to make this paper boat and, you know, do it on the water. So the paper boat is only there for some time, but when it is floating, it feels that I'm very great. Our life is like that. What do we have? Anything can be taken away from us anytime. If you really want to be happy, three things always keep in mind. First thing, everything belongs to Krishna. Right or wrong? We feel that maybe, you know, everything belongs, everything, and then we have a line there, except my house, except my bank balance, except, everything belongs to Krishna. Right? Sab kuch tera, kuch nahi mera, jai Jagdish Haritar. So, first thing we should understand, everything belongs to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes very nicely a bhajan, Vastuta sakali tav jive ke honai, aham mam brahmi brahmi bhoge shuk bhai. He says, Vastuta, in actual thing, if you see, Vastuta sakali tav, everything belongs to you, O Krishna. Jive ke honai. The living entity doesn't have anything, but aham mam, me and mine. So in this, we are, you know, entangled, aham mama brahmi, brahmi, and that is why we have to have lamentation and fear. So first thing which you have to remember is, everything belongs to? Are you sure? Thank you. Second, he has given it to us for some particular purpose. So whatever you have your talent, you have your intelligence, you have your wealth, you have your popularity, anything which you have received, he has given it for a purpose. And third and very important thing, he can take it away anytime. Right? We forget all these three things. We forget that everything belongs to Krishna. Prabhupada, when he was leaving his body, you can see in that video, that final lesson, Prabhupada is just lying and there is microphone and Prabhupada says, everything belongs to Krishna. One who understands this is Krishna conscious. So please always remember, everything belongs to Krishna. Has given us for some purpose and can take away any time. He can take away our life also any time. Right? So that is why we should become serious in devotion. We should not take devotion lightly. Or we should not take devotion as a sattvic entertainment. Right? Sometimes we take devotion as sattvic entertainment. Okay, outside also people in the disco, they are dancing and singing. And when you come here, the same thing goes on, right? Devotees are jumping and dancing and doing kirtan. So we feel, yeah, let's spend some time. No, be serious in devotion. We have very less time. And in that less time, we have to achieve Krishna. So, this is what you should remember. So then, Ramayana begins. He starts writing. And then he, after writing, he wanted it to be told to people. So he explained this to two young boys, Love and Kush. Love and Kush are sons of Lord Ramachandra. So they, as sages, they started going to the streets of Ayodhya and started singing Ramayana. So when the people of Ayodhya heard, oh, two young boys are singing about our king, Lord Rama. So they were very happy and the news reached Lord Ramachandra. That okay, there are two boys who are singing your glories. So he said, call them. So then he called the assembly. You know, he was sitting, Lord Ramachandra, all his brothers, all his, you know, teachers and everyone. And he said, now we will hear katha. So you see, Lord Ramachandra also likes to hear about him. So why we should not hear? He loves hearing. So he sat down, he stopped all the things. He said, now you sit, hear Ram Katha. So now we are going to hear Ram Katha. Before that, I just would like to tell you what mood you should have when you are hearing Ram Katha, right? So that you develop proper mood. There is a nice, there was a king called King Kulashekhar. We have a book called Mukund Mala Stotra, right, by Prabhupada. He has translated about six of the verses. So Mukundamala Stotra is by King Kulashekhar. So this king, very great devotee, when he was a king, he used to hear Ramayana. He was very fond of hearing Ramayana. So he used to call Brahmanas and just keep hearing Ramayana. And how he used to hear That I will tell you one or two incidents, and then you should develop the same mood. Okay? So he was hearing Ramayana. The pastime came, the Brahmana started speaking that Lord Ram is in Janasthan. Janasthan, when he went with Sita and Lakshman, 14,000 demons attacked him. So then he was hearing this, that Lord Ram is there and 14,000 demons are attacking. And then he heard Lord Ram is alone. He's going to fight them alone. 14,000 demons. He got up from his seat. The king. Everyone thought, what happened? King said, prepare the army. And people were looking, what happened? I mean, we are hearing Ram Katha and why to prepare the army? He said, prepare the army. So where are we going? We are going to protect Lord Ram. And the ministers were looking, what Ram? I mean, this is, you know, 900,000 years ago that happened and what's happening? And he said, no, we are going to protect. How? I'm here and how anyone can attack Lord Ramachandra? So army was prepared and he started going. Now nobody knew where we are going. You know, king said we are going and everyone is going. So minister was, you know, he had to do something. So he called two soldiers, told them something and sent them. So this soldier went from the other side quickly and then started coming from the opposite side from where this army was going. And the king was leading the army. I'm going to protect, I'm going to support Lord Ramachandra. So then these two soldiers came and he looked at them. Yes, what have you? What is the news? He said, the news is that Lord Ramachandra has killed all the 14,000 demons and he is safe. Oh, he is killed? Yes. He is safe? Yes. Come on, we'll go back and hear Ram Katha. So this is the mood, right? This is the mood of hearing that how we should get absorbed. Don't think about all other things. Get absorbed in the pastime of Krishna and the pastime of Lord Ramachandra. That is the mood we should develop. So when Parvati asked this question, that although bhakti is the only way, but why, how to understand? And then he explained. And then Parvati developed a desire to hear more. She got eagerness. She said, I want to hear more. This eagerness has to be developed for hearing. We hear so many things. Shukadev Goswami says, Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nidam Santi Sahasrasha Apashyatam Atmatattvam. He says, people have so much to hear. Like the newspaper every day and the internet is full of things. We just want to go on reading. But we should hear Katha, Krishna Katha. So then Parvati said, I would like to hear more. I'm not satisfied. This is a symptom of a person who's really absorbed in hearing. He's not satisfied. This is what the sages, when they were sitting in Naimisharanya, 88,000 sages, they were sitting and they were just hearing. They just wanted to hear and they told, "Ki, go on. It's not that we are tired." Even Parikshit, he was hearing for 7 days. And Shukadev Goswami thought he is a king, doesn't have habit of sitting. I'm a sage, I can go on speaking, but he doesn't have habit. So he was thinking like that, and at a point Parikshit thought that Shukadev Goswami is thinking like that. So he said, don't worry, I'm not feeling hungry, I'm not feeling thirsty, I'm not feeling sleepy, please go on speaking about Krishna. So for 7 days, he did not eat, he did not sleep, he did not drink. He was just hearing Katha. That's absorption. So Lord Ramachandra's stories are like that. In Padma Purana, it is mentioned that Manu and Shatrupa, Manu is taking birth as Dashrath, as Vasudev, and as Harigupta. Who is Harigupta? He is the father of Kalki. By the way, Kalki is about not yet arrived. It's not incarnated. Of course, in India, India is a very fertile land. So every nook and corner you get a lord. Every day, you know, some incarnation appears. And foolish people they accept him also. Even maybe today there may be 2-3 Kalkis. It's always there. India always has this, right? One time it so happened in one part, South India, there were 3 Kalkis at a time. All 3 claiming I am Kalki. Can you imagine? And the TV channel, TV people are very expert, you know. So they called all 3 of them without telling them that we are calling the other one. So they called and kept them in different rooms. So they were thinking, oh, I'm going to be on TV, I'm going to tell. And then they, when they on the show was live, and then they brought all 3 together. And they all started fighting. I am original Kalki, I am original Kalki. And people were thinking, what kind of God is he who has to fight to say that he is God? So sometimes people are like that. You know, we get fooled. And that is why Prabhupada has given us clarity. What we get from Prabhupada's books is clarity. Who is God? What you are supposed to do is very clear. So Hari Gopta is going to come as father of Kalki incarnation. You know, just when I'm remembering about Kalki, there are so many other things. One time, a person was claiming himself to be Kalki. So people filed a case against him. So he was brought to the court. Judge was a devotee. So he was very angry. You know, this person says that he's incarnation of Krishna. So he asked him, are you incarnation of Krishna? He said, yes. He said, okay, speak Bhagavad Gita. But you are incarnation, you should know Bhagavad Gita like that. So now he was also expert. He said, not in this incarnation. He didn't know, you know, verses of Bhagavad Gita. What can he do? So, you know, such people are there who claim themselves to be God. Prabhupada used to say G-O-D, God. If somebody is claiming, what is he? D-O-G. Thank you, Prabhupada. D-O-G, dog. Right? So, we don't have to be, you know, very much attracted by such cheap publicity. God is God. Right? You don't have to pay $5,000 to see God. Right? So then, he will appear. That's what is mentioned in Padma Puran, that how he will appear. So Adhyatma Ramayan beginning, we heard from Valmiki Ramayan, and how Padma Puran also mentions about appearance of Lord Ramchandra. We also heard what is Ram Katha. So now, hearing, as I was saying, in Ramayan various places, there are symptoms of intelligent person given. Who's intelligent person? The first symptom is that he likes to hear, inclination to hear. So don't think intelligent person do not hear, only speak. Inclination to hear, capacity to hear, ability to comprehend. You know, you should have the capacity to hear. Inclination is there, but you don't have capacity, right? I'm seeing most of you are just, you know, thinking, when will 9 o'clock and then I can leave, right? And then you're thinking, maybe next time it should be only half an hour. And then some of them are thinking, this person goes on speaking, you know, he doesn't stop, what, you know, at least, right? Capacity to hear, right? How many of you are thinking like that? I know no one will raise hand because it'll be a little odd. But I'll tell you, I can read your minds. I have that power. So what's going on in your mind, I can understand. And that is why I'm telling you, don't worry, it's only 15-20 minutes remaining. So capacity to hear, inclination to hear, and then what you hear, you can memorize, remain in your memory. That is intelligence. Because it is, you know, when you sit in the temple hall, you hear and you said, wow, very nice. And then you go out and you meet someone. I said, where were you? I was in Manor. Oh, what were you doing? I was hearing a lecture. Oh, wow. How was it? Wonderful. Is it? Yeah, wonderful. What was it? That I don't remember, but it's wonderful. So wonderful lecture is which you don't remember at all. So this is the symptom or or attributes of an intelligent person. So then Ramayana starts the history of Dasharatha Maharaj. There was a great king called Anshuman. Sagar Maharaj's grandson Anshuman. And Anshuman's son was Dilip, Maharaj Dilip. So Anshuman, Dilip and Bhagirath, three generations, they performed austerity penances just to bring Ganga to this earth. And successful was Bhagirath. So that's why Ganga is known as Bhagirathi. We will, when we come to that pastime of Sagar Maharaj, if we are able to, I don't know in these 3-4 days up to where we can reach. But when we come to that, we'll see that, you know, Anshuman tried to bring Ganga, he failed. Then Dilip Maharaj, his son, he failed. Bhagirath, finally he was successful. Ganga said, okay, I'll come down. But he said, you know, when I'll come down from the heavenly planets, it'll be with such a force, you need someone to, you know, hold me. So he said, who? He said, ask Lord Shiva. So then again for 1 year he was performing austerity to please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was pleased. Shiva is very quickly pleased. You know, Shiva is like this. He's Ashutosh. Ashutosh means quickly he gets satisfied. You know how quickly? One time in a temple, you know, in Shiva temple you have shivaling, right? People offer water and then how many of you how many of you seen Shiva temple? Any of you? We have Shiva temple here? Somewhere? So then you see there is a pot where, you know, the water or the milk keeps dripping, right? Always on Shiva. So one time, a thief went to the temple of Lord Shiva. And he was looking around, he wanted to steal something, so he saw that pot, golden pot. So he tried, but his hand was not reaching. He looked around, there were no chairs. You know, maybe it was not an ISKCON temple. ISKCON temple, we have everything ready, chairs, everything. So then he thought what to do. So he climbed on shivaling. So he climbed on that. And then he was trying to take that pot out. As he was doing that, Lord Shiva appeared to him. And he was scared. You can imagine he's trying to steal and Lord Shiva appears. And Lord Shiva says, I'm very happy with you. Now the thief was thinking, what, you're happy with me? He said, why? He said, people come here. They offer some leaf, they offer some flowers, they offer some fruit. I'm very happy with you. You have offered yourself to me. So he was very happy. So this is Lord Shiva. You know, Ashutosh, he gets satisfied, very happy. So then Shiva was satisfied in 1 year time. And then Bhagirath said, okay, now ready. So then Ganga and Shiva are related. And so Ganga thought, let me have some fun with Shiva. So she thought, I will come with such a force that I will take Shiva also down. And Shiva is Sarvagya. Sarvagya means his quality is he knows everything. This quality is not in Brahma also. Shiva has 5 extra qualities which are not in Brahma also. That's why Shiva is actually greater than Brahma. But he comes from Brahma, but he has 5 extra qualities. So Shiva knows everything. So Shiva understood. Shiva said, okay, let me see. So what he did, Ganga came down and Shiva held her in his hair. That's all. So Ganga came. So Bhagirath is waiting. Okay, Ganga came. He saw Ganga coming and then he saw Ganga going. Because Ganga just, you know, he took her to the Shiva took in the hair. You see, when you've seen picture of Shiva, you see, you know, the Ganga there. So then again he had to perform austerity for 1 year to please Shiva. Please, I want Ganga to be here. So finally Shiva was pleased and then he, you know, released Ganga. And when he was taking Ganga, Bhagirath Maharaj had to take Ganga to a particular place. So when he was taking, so they came to a hermitage of a muni. So Ganga was passing from there. So this muni was there. And Muni's name was Janhu Muni, Janhu. So she came in and the entire place of his was filled with water. So he got angry. He drank entire Ganga.
Now Bhagirath was like, again, what's happening? You know, first Shiva is doing and now he's... So he prayed. So from his ear, he released Ganga. That is why Ganga is known as daughter of Janu Rishi, Janavi. That's her name. So, so anyway, Dilip and Bhagirath, and then finally, later in their generations, it came Khatvang Maharaj, and then Dirghabahu and Raghu. Raghu was a very famous person. Right? We say Raghukul Reeta Sada Chaliyai Prana Jai Par Vachan Na Jai. So Raghu, and Raghu's son was Aja, and Aja's son was Dashrath Maharaj. Now Dashrath Maharaj had a desire. He wanted a son. He had one daughter. Dashrath and Kaushalya had a daughter named Shanta. That's elder sister of Lord Ramachandra. So when she was born, there was a king next to the kingdom of Dashrath Maharaj. His name was Romapad. So he had a son, but he didn't have a daughter. So he was looking, he wanted a daughter. Whereas Dashrath wanted a son because he wanted to perform his duty of giving the next king to the citizens. So then he gave the daughter to King Romapad. So when I was reading this, I was just feeling that this is material world, right? Nobody is satisfied, right? If you have a daughter, you need a son. If you have a son, you need a daughter. If you don't have children, you need children. If you have children, you send them to hostel. Isn't it? Nobody is satisfied, right? Or if you're living in a small village in India, people want to come to the cities like Mumbai and Delhi. Those who are staying in Mumbai and Delhi want to come to London. Those who are in London wants to go where? New York City. And those who are in New York wants to go to the moon. Nobody is satisfied, right? Wherever you are, you're not satisfied. So this is the nature of the world. And what does bhakti teaches us? To be satisfied in what you have. And be grateful to Krishna and be satisfied and just serve. So anyway, Dashrath Maharaj had this desire. And there is a nice story I would like to say. See, some when we talk about the scriptures, so there are some stories which are from the scriptures. They are bona fide, like we are speaking from Ramayana. But then there are some stories called Lok Katha. They are famous. They may not be from scriptural point of view. They may not be from any scriptures. But they are just like, you know, when you go to Vrindavan, you hear a lot of Krishna Kathas, which are not there in Bhagavatam. But locally people speak. So like that, locally, there is a story. It's not in Ramayana or anywhere, but very nice story. So when Dashrath Maharaj was, he was looking, he was yearning for a son he didn't have. So at that time, some sages were talking that we have heard that Dashrath will perform a sacrifice and then he will have four sons, not just one, two, three, four sons, and the eldest of them will be the supreme personality. So when they were speaking, Jatayu was sitting on that tree and he heard this. And Jatayu was friend of Dashrath. So he came to Dashrath and he saw Dashrath lamenting, oh, I don't have a son. He said, Dashrath, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a way by which you will have four sons, not just one. But you will have to promise one thing to me. So Dashrath said, what? He said, you will have to give me your eldest son. If you are okay, then I will tell you what you should do. So Dashrath thought, anyway, I don't have even one. If I get four, I just have to give one. So he agreed, okay, no problem. The eldest one, I'm giving it to you. So then he said, okay. So whatever he had heard, he told Dashrath, you perform a yajna like this and etc. etc. So then yajna was performed. Four children were born. We are going to hear about that maybe tomorrow, how Lord Ramachandra, in fact it should have been today, being the Ramanavami. But anyway, maybe we'll reach tomorrow. That's also very nice description, how Lord Rama was born. And
gives a lot of instructions to us. So tomorrow, when we talk about Lord Ramachandra's birth, we are going to speak a lot of, there will be a lot of instructions on how to raise children. Ramayana speaks a lot about it. So then he said, okay, I will give. So children were born. And obviously when Lord Ramachandra was born, Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughan, he was so attached, Dashrath Maharaj. So then after some time he heard Jatayu that, okay, children are born, and he didn't tell me. So he came. So he told Dashrath, do you remember your promise? Dashrath said, what promise? He said, Are you told me. Yeah, you're going to give me eldest. And he said, no way. He was so attached, right? So attached to Lord Ram. See, this is the attachment. You can imagine you get attached to your own child who's not the Supreme Personality, isn't it? You're so attached. Even during the lecture, if your child starts creating some problem, he starts dancing and you feel very happy. You don't see others are getting disturbed. And when he's dancing in your house, you feel so happy, you make videos and upload and see my... So just imagine if the Supreme Personality of Godhead is dancing. You know, that's where the bhajan is written. Thumak chalat Ramachandra bhajat panjaniya. So if that is happening, what happiness a person will get in whose house Supreme Personality of Godhead is dancing, small boy. So Dashrath was so attached, he said, no way, I cannot give. So then this argument was going on. And Lord Ramachandra came, small boy. And he said, what happened? He said, your father promised and he's not fulfilling the promise. Ramachandra said, impossible. Ragukul reet sada chaliyai, prana jai par vachan na jai. We can give our life, but we can never break the promise. How is it? Tell me what my father said. So he told the whole story. So he said, okay, I promise that I am your son from now. I will not be his son. So then he asked, but tell me one thing. When is the time when the father needs the son most? When is the son needed? Jatayu thought about it and he said, to perform the last rites. He said, I promise when you'll die, I'll be there to perform the last rites. But when he'll die, I'll not be there. And we know that is what happened. When Jatayu died, he gave up his life on the lap of Lord Ramachandra and Ramachandra performed his last rites. But when Dashrath died, Ramachandra was not there. Right? So anyway, this is also a nice connection with Jatayu. So Dashrath Maharaj was lamenting, but there was a prediction done by Lord Brahma. Vishnu manusharupena bhavishyanti raghukule. Raghukule means in the dynasty of Raghu, Vishnu will come as an ordinary person. You see, Valmiki Ramayana projects Lord Ram as an ordinary person. And that is why Lord Ram is looking for Sita. He doesn't know what happened. You know, otherwise if he projects as a Supreme Personality of Godhead, what will happen in Ramayana? Sita will say, oh, please go and get that golden deer. And Ram will say, okay, I'm going. Ravan will come. Because he knows everything, right? So then there won't be any excitement, right? So that is why he doesn't know. He is looking. So he has been shown as an ordinary person who doesn't know anything. He has to ask. Even while killing Ravan, he was asking how to kill him. I'm killing and his heads are coming up again and again. So he has been. But at few places, he couldn't hide that he is the Supreme Personality, like Jatayu. When he performed the last rite of Jatayu, he told Lakshman, I have delivered him from this material world. So who can say like that? The Supreme Personality. So it was a prediction, and now Dashrath wanted to have the son. Sumantra told him, Sumantra is a minister, and a friend also. So he told him that I have heard in the past that you will perform a sacrifice. But to perform this sacrifice, you need a person who has never seen a woman in his life till he got married. Is it possible? He said, you need to have that. He said, who's that person? So that person is Rishi Sringi. It's a very nice story how Rishi Sringi got married to Shanta, the daughter of Dasharatha. So that's why Rishi Sringi was supposed to come to perform sacrifice. And how he came to King Romapad's kingdom, I'll quickly tell you. We have only 2-3 minutes before the curtain opens. So it's a very interesting story. The father of Rishi Sringi was keeping him, you know, protected, won't allow him to go anywhere. And this Rishi Sringi had not seen in his life any women. He was just staying in that ashram in the jungle with his father, that's all. So then in King Rompad's kingdom, there was a drought. And they said, if you bring him, then rains will come. He said, okay, to bring him. He said, not possible, his father will not allow him. His father is, you know, he'll burn the whole kingdom if he gets angry. So then how to bring? He said, send women. He has not seen women, he will see them and he'll come. So then beautiful women were sent. Now you just imagine, first time he's seeing women, he thought they are sages. So he said, you are very beautiful sages, because he saw them for the first time. And then he was eating, you know, whatever you get in the forest, roots and etc. So they prepared very nice dishes for him. Rasagulla, gulab jamun, rasmalai, whatever, right? We all know that is the way to the heart, right? So if you have to kill, control someone, it's a very easy way, just prepare nice dishes. And so they made and then they offered him. He thought these are fruits. He said, I've never tasted fruits like this. What are this? He said, in our kingdom there are many fruits like that. So if you want, please come. And he said, okay. But he said, come when your father is not there. So that's how he was brought to the kingdom of Romapad. And then when father came to know, he was very angry and he came there. He was standing at the gate of the kingdom, ready to burn the whole kingdom, and king came to know what to do now. So he was advised, take your son-in-law and your daughter and tell him now they are married. So he brought them and they paid obeisances. And somebody is paying obeisances, even if a person is angry, what he does? He blesses them. So he blessed them and then they got up. Who are you? My son. What happened? I got married to her. Then he said, okay, now what can be done? So that's how he came. And tomorrow we are going to hear very nice continuation how Dasharatha approached Rishi Sringi, and then he had the sacrifice, and we will speak about the birth of Lord Ramachandra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.